questions. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot wants information from a congressman, but a tour the panel says he gave the day before.
The select committee wants to interview Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk about a tour the panel says the congressman gave of the Capitol on January 5th, 2021, a day before the violent riot. In a letter to the lawmaker, committee chairman Democrat Minnie Thompson and vice chair Republican Liz Cheney say there's evidence in the committee's possession contradicting a determination from Republicans on the House Administration Committee that security footage from the days preceding January 6th show no tours, large groups, and no one with MAGA hats on. The panel has not issued a subpoena to Loudermilk, but is requesting a voluntary interview next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Senate has approved another $40 billion in aid for Ukraine.
Aid for Ukraine goes far beyond charity. The future of America's security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, the measure now has to President Biden for his signature. Separately, the U.S. has announced a shipment of $100 million in military equipment to Ukraine, which will include howitzers and anti-artillery radar systems. The Los Angeles County District Attorney says the suspect in last month's attack on Dave Chappelle, while the comedian was on stage, has been charged in the stabbing of his roommate at a transitional housing facility in December. Isaiah Lee faces attempted murder charges in the December case. The DA says due to the publicity of the Chappelle case, the victim was able to identify Lee as the person who attacked him. A CDC advisory panel has voted in favor of recommending children age 5 to 11 should get COVID boosters. The FDA recently signed off on it. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A man who gave his son his guns back before the son opened fire in a Tennessee Waffle House may go to prison for up to 3 years.
A judge in Illinois convicted Jeffrey Reinking of illegally giving guns to a person who'd been treated for mental illness in the past 5 years. That person was his own son, Travis, who would later go on to kill four people inside a Waffle House in 2018. But 2 years before that, police took Travis to a hospital after he told them he thought Taylor Swift was stalking him. His firearm owner's ID card was revoked and he surrendered his weapons to his father. Prosecutors, though, said those guns were given back to Travis and one of them was used in the Waffle House shooting. Jeffrey's attorney argued he did not know his son had been treated for mental illness. He faces up to 3 years in prison at sentencing, which is set for mid-June. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Six people hurt, including three firefighters, when an explosion and fire rocked a marine construction company in southeast Wisconsin. The fire happened at Somerset Marine Construction in the small Waukesha County community of Eagle. Two of the six injured were taken to a hospital. The others were treated at the scene. Employers are still avoiding mass layoffs.
The job market continues to be holding up this month. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time increased slightly last week to 218,000. New claims came in a little higher than expected. However, the number of people still receiving unemployment continues to decline. Continuing claims dropped to 1.31 million in the latest reading. Jenico Sola, Fox News.
Average long-term mortgage rates retreated modestly this week, but interest on the key 30-year loan remains at decade-high levels. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate slipped to 5.25% from 5.3% last week. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 236, the Nasdaq off 29, the S&P minus 22. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.